This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Over the course of a year, we conduct thousands of interviews for Ozarks at Large, and we look forward to almost all of them, but not every single one of them. Case in point, recently Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked with Ithi Agnihotri-Mendolkar. He didn't mind talking to her, he just wasn't pleased about the subject of their conversation. Her move away from Northwest Arkansas to Phoenix. Her husband, Mihir, landed a job there after completing his PhD in engineering at the University of Arkansas. Here is part of their conversation recorded before Ithi moved away.
One of the most commonly asked questions I get, if not the most commonly, over the last year,
right.
If someone recognized my voice or knew me or heard that I worked at KUAF, invariably, almost always the first thing they would say is, would you pronounce that name?
It should be a party game. Spelling and pronouncing my name. Okay. So do you want me to pronounce it?
Please.
Okay. It's Ithi. It's pronounced, okay, it's spelled as I-T-I, but it is pronounced as I-T-H-I. So it's Ithi.
Ithi.
Agnihotri.
Now that's your maiden name.
Yes, that's my maiden name.
Right.
And Mendolkar.
Right.
I'm still am not sure if people got it or not, but there's really nothing I can do.
How did you end up here?
I completed my master's in Louisiana in mass communication, and then I came to Arkansas after I got married. So Mihir was here. He was already pursuing his PhD, and I joined him. I had worked in radio for 4 years back in India, but that was entertainment radio. So I was hoping I could get an internship, something to, you know, put my time and talent to good use somewhere here. And I just one afternoon, I was dropping off my resumes at the newspaper at some places, and then I just walked in at the, it was lunchtime, I guess, and there was no one here but Rusty,
who's also since left us because he got a job.
Right. Rusty, one of our work studies, was here, and I said, I need someone. I want to talk to someone. I want an internship here. And he directed me to Rick. I went straight to his office, and I said, I really need a job. I'm looking for a job. So he said, well, you can start with an internship. He said, okay. And I dropped off my resume, and then he said, Kyle Kellums, our news director, will get back to you, which you did not. For 3 weeks, I did not hear from you, and I gave up. I was like, this man is not going to call me, and I'm done, and I won't work ever again. But one of my strengths is persistence. So I kept emailing you. I think I emailed you after four weeks after I dropped off my resume here. And then finally you got back. And then I met you next day or something, and then...
So you started pretty soon after that.
Yes.
And the internship then turned into a job.
Yes. You were kind enough to.
What did you think when you started here?
I first of all didn't think I'd be on the air because of the accent. Mm-hmm. I did not. Yeah. That was something that you threw at me, and I was like, really? I have to be on the air? Will you let me be on the air? That is amazing. You are awesome. But as I started working and getting the hang of things, it just became, you know, how you don't really set out to do something, but when you actually start doing it, it just makes so much sense. And you start thinking that I was always meant to do this. And, you know, all this while I had been building up or, you know, kind of preparing for this in some way or the other, but you never realize it. But then there's something falls in your lap and you're like, yes, this was meant to be.
You took to Northwest Arkansas.
I did. I love Fayetteville just like maybe even as much as I love India, a little more probably, because it's really somewhere Mihir and I, this was the first place I moved to after I got married, so there's that attachment. Then this was my first job in the U.S. and you guys are fabulous, so that will always be some.
What did you get to do here that you'll remember any stories or any experiences that are especially fond for you?
Can I say all of them? I was counting the number of stories that I did, and this is probably a much, much lower number than your work, but I did like 200 stories, phone interviews, everything mm-hmm. included. And every one of them was so, so awesome.
When we started doing The Daily Show, which is a couple of years ago now, the people who were there for the launch, Antoinette, Jacqueline, myself, Christina pretty much came on mm-hmm. pretty soon after that.
Right.
And you. I mean, we were a team, and we didn't really know what we were doing.
We did not.
With a show every day for an hour.
I don't know how we did this.
I still don't know how we do it, actually. And often, you and Antoinette especially would be the voices of reason, because my imagination writes checks that reality can't cash, that we could do this show, or we could do that, or we could add this, or... But I think one reason we were able to do The Daily Show is because all of us, there are other people who've helped along the way. Luke mm-hmm. Gramlich, who hopefully will hear, he's getting his master's right now, but hopefully he'll do some stories for us again. And Meredith down in Central Arkansas, a lot of people. But those of us that were here every day, we did it together. And I think it was your enthusiasm and your why don't we try this attitude. I don't know if we could have done The Daily Show without the group of people we have that have come together. And so you said that we were fabulous and that you were happy, but I am so happy. I think, I don't believe in fate or kismet or anything like that, but I think you being persistent and coming in, one of the reasons we have been able to do what we've done. And
that is so sweet. That is so sweet.
You have been an integral part of our team, not just Ozark Large, but at KUAF. And I don't think there's any way we can thank you, those of us on the staff, for truly your enthusiasm and, knowing just exactly when is the right time to have the dance party in the hall, turn up the music.
Sorry.
No. And you're going to be sorely missed. I didn't want to think about this, but it's an inevitable part of life, and it's an inevitable part of being in a town that has a somewhat transient population because of the college, because of the university. But thank you. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in that fourth time and meeting with us and with your story ideas.
There's something I want to say, which I think would pretty much sum what this means. This time, this moment. And this is a quote from Reading Lolita in Tehran. This was written by an Iranian author called Azar Nafisi. And this really sums up what I'm feeling right now. You get a strange feeling when you're about to leave a place. Like you'll not only miss the people you love, but you'll also miss the person you are now. At this time and this place, because you'll never be this way ever again.
Best of luck to you and Mahir in Arizona. I don't know if you can right now, but it would be great if you could just say one more time for Ozarks at Large.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudolkar.